It's here and now. Today, the International Olympic Committee said it will not investigate last night's women's figure skating finals because no one has formally asked them to. There hasn't been a formal complaint. But there's been plenty of complaining. After the Russian Natalina Sotnikova took the gold with a far more muscular performance than South Korea's sublime Yuna Kim, Brian Boitano said Natalina jumped her way to the podium. The New York Times called the scoring system a kind of scavenger hunt for points, a cholesterol count that favors math over artistry. And more than 1.5 million people have signed an online petition to bring fairness back to the Olympics. Of course, the sport has had a long history of questioned calls, maybe most notably the 2002 Salt Lake Games, where a judging fix resulted in gold for the Canadian pair's skating team. So what is figure skating without a little controversy or without an opinion from Dick Button, the two-time Olympic champion and longtime skating commentator who has a new book about skating called Push Dick's Button, joins us from New York with his thoughts. Dick Button, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, okay. Did last night push Dick's button?
You bet it did. And I tell you, I have absolutely no complaint whatsoever about this. In fact, I think it is one of the best occurrences to happen in the world of skating.
Why?
I will tell you exactly why. Because if maybe enough people are outraged by not the fact of who they chose, but the judging environment that was there. For example, one of the judges was a man named Yuri Balkov.
Well, we of course, have spoken about this judge before. He was accused of fixing results in the 1998 Nagano Games.
And if you look at last night's judges' channel, there is Balkov there and also Mrs. Pizayev. She's not listed as Mrs. Pizayev, but she is the wife of Mr. Pizayev, who is the executive director of the Russian Federation.
Well, so Dick Button, you are saying, as many people are, that the fix might have been in for the Russian to win, not the Russian everyone thought was going to win, not the 15-year-old, but the 17-year-old. But others are saying, no, as Scott Hamilton said, she checked off every box. She had many more jumps and more difficult moves than the South Korean did.
Look, I don't blame the marking that was there. I don't blame the result. I just hope that there's enough complaint about it that the real matter will erupt, and that is that finally this sport should get itself in order. Nobody stops to realize that it isn't the figure skaters that control this, and they say change the judging system. You aren't going to be able to change the judging system unless you change the structure. The ISU is controlled by a speed skater. Guess who it was that created the new judging system. It was a speed skater. He wants everything to be measured as it is. And why does he want everything to be measured? Because very clearly he doesn't want a new scandal like Salt Lake. So he now runs the ISU until 2016, which is too late to do anything of major change before the next Olympics. By the way, there are many good things in this judging system, many good things, and many good things in the old system. But the two have to be carefully and cleanly brought together, the good out of each and the bad out of each.
Well, Dick Button, this is obviously something that does push your button, the structure of the skating world. But can I just ask you about the artistry? Because we were taken by Gia Kurlis's piece in the Times. She talked about how she just can't stand anymore being so nervous watching all the attention focusing on jumps and watching rounds of skaters gritting their teeth as they pop from one element to the next, that the word compete has replaced perform.
You know, I have loved the world of skating for too long to count. I am wearing my sassy pants today. When you get to be my age, you can say what you want, when you want, and the heck with it, whether anybody else likes it or not. So the problem here is you're asking whether you like the icing on the cake without talking about what the cake is.
Yeah.
The two elements should be equal. Oleg Protopopov, do you know who he was?
Sure.
Oleg Protopopov and Ludmila Protopopov were the 1964 and 68 Winter Olympic champions and the epitome of perfection in classical skating, in balletic body positions. which, as you know very well, I am a fan of, if you've listened to my rants about pointed toes and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. he always said to me, Deke, you cannot have artistry without technique, but neither can you have technique without artistry.
What did you see last night in the women's skating? And maybe through the, throughout the Olympics, talk about the ice dancing if you'd like, but what have you seen that you've loved?
You know, I will say there's not a skater around that doesn't do something that intrigues you. Evgeny Plyshenko, for example, is a marvelous jumper, has wonderful jump. I cannot take my eyes off watching him because he has such pizzazz, such excitement about him, and he makes me watch him. However, he's bamboozling you, and he has no program there. Then he said he was going to quit skating, and now he's come out and said, no, he's thinking about going on to the 2018 Olympics.
Well,
I love it.
Well, you've watched it all. I'm wondering, I have to ask you about the what people were wearing, because it counts, you know. And again, Gia Corlis talks about what's the deal with grown women wearing dresses that look as if they were found on the sale rack at the Tiara store. But is that always been a part of the game? We remember in your book, you remind us, you once wore a white navy sort of a mess jacket in a nighttime.
It was a white summer mess jacket, a short jacket,
right?
And it was white, and I did that for a reason. It was outdoors at night in Stockholm. Everything was very, very dark. It was right after the Second World War, and there was no great lighting. So I wore a white jacket.
So you'd be seen by the judges.
Of course, of course. And everybody said, oh, my God, what does he think? He is a waiter. And next year, everybody wore that white jacket and nobody heard anything about it.
Well, and what about the commentary itself? Of course, you did it for so many years. Scott Hamilton doing it in prime time. But Johnny Weir doing it during the day.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, the reason why we wore tuxedos all those years was because I thought the yellow jackets that Rune Arledge got us all to wear, he had all his announcers
ABC,
wearing it,
yep.
was the color of yellow vomit. Forgive me for saying that, but nevertheless, I told you I have my sassy pants on this morning. And I hated that color. Used to be that the judges not only wore black tie, but also sometimes white tie. And they all sat outside with great blankets over them because they were sitting right on the ice. And it was outdoors, and they had great straw boots on them.
Well, now you have Johnny Weir wearing fabulous necklaces and saying things like when there was a warm-up that where people were almost colliding, he said, it's NASCAR out there in a world of rhinestones. He certainly added a flair.
Well, he has done that. The times have changed. I tweeted the fact that he was using a Ukrainian headdress to signify support with the Ukrainian problems. And I think that's an area he might best be advised to stay away from.
Well, but as you said, times have changed.
Yeah.
Skating legend Dick Button weighing in on the Olympics, which, boy, are just not the same without you, Dick Button. His new book is Push Dick's Button, A Conversation on Skating from a Good Part of the Last Century and a Little Tomfoolery. Dick, thank you for showing up with your sassy pants today.
Thank you for having me.
He and Bud Collins should have a fashion show.
I think that's the first time sassy pants has ever been used in a goodbye on a public radio show.
Could
I could be wrong about that.
Could be. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.